I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump.
Day.
Flowery Branch Falcons training camp joint practice underway right now. Our final day up here, but lots to talk about. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It is. Turn me up a little bit. Yeah, but yeah, it is Wednesday here, second day of joint practice with the Titans. Got an opportunity to look at a little bit of it today, about the same amount as we got to watch yesterday. It got to see some of the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yesterday
we got to see Penix hit Casey Washington for a touchdown. And then today we got to see him hit Ray McLeod for a pretty long touchdown. And then afterwards, he decided he wanted to tell the Titans sideline about it.
Yeah, man.
And some of those guys didn't like that very much.
No, they did not.
And then there was a big scrum, yeah. Everybody pretty much involved, and, you know, they meant it.
Like,
some of those guys, it took them a minute to get the guys apart. So, yeah, we knew it was boiling because you could kind of see Bergeron getting chippy.
And you saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and as soon as he does it, and then Penix makes that great throw, and he's kind of chirping at the Titans sideline. It was only a matter of time. And so, yeah, man, gotten a little scuffle here on the second day of joint practice.
Sit your ass down, Michael. All right? Yeah, sit your ass down, Michael. All right, I understand. Ain't no punk and all that. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. He started it.
He started it.
Yes, he did. But he started it.
He started it. I don't know who finished it. It looked like Terry Fontenot might have finished it. He was out there breaking guys up. Like, both coaching staffs, obviously people in the front office. There was a lot of folks out there trying to separate the Falcons jerseys from the Titans jerseys. And, you're right. Penix started it with his mouth. And then he was getting in people's faces. And the thing, look, what fights happen, all that.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of bodies fell on top of Michael Penix in that scrum.
Yeah.
So
and that's the one thing.
When they finally pulled him apart, I was like, all right, where is he? Okay, there's the red jersey.
He seems fine. The concern in your voice.
I was like, get off my quarterback. No, I didn't. All right. Now, first of all, I don't think I sounded like that. Glad you're getting a nice chuckle out of that. It's good. Actually, you know what? Funny. I actually got something to do, so
I'm going with you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going with you, man. We got Abe's still here. You know, he'll take over.
Yeah, Abe would gladly.
Abe would gladly come back and take over, man.
I was concerned though. I didn't. There was big dudes, man. I don't want big people falling on Michael Penix right now.
Oh, good. You know, eventually big people are going to fall.
Eventually.
Eventually. You know, it's but it was only a match. I was there talking to Big Mike, and you mentioned it yesterday. It's usually, you know, the second day, especially if one team got the better of the team the previous day, it was going to be a little chippy, and it was out there. But Michael looked good. They had a first couple plays just before the touchdown throw that Tennessee was holding their own.
Yeah.
But obviously you got behind, beautiful throw by Michael right there.
The bad snap on one of them.
Yeah.
He had to go down and get it off his shoelaces.
If it's a good snap, it's a touchdown.
Probably.
Yeah, it's a touchdown.
Yeah, because it was a pretty decent throw. But
yes.
Yeah.
But if it's a good snap, it's a touchdown. So, yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. We talked about it. You know, these are the two – all the days are important. But these are the most important right now because you're actually going against another opponent.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you're right. It's all important. Whatever happens on Friday, the guys that play, that's important for them.
Right.
And then whatever happens in the final preseason game, it's important for the guys that play in that game too.
Right.
But this is the two-day period of time in their build-up to the season where the starters for the Atlanta Falcons are going to be going against starters for another team.
Yes.
That's it. There's only 2 days. You know, again, we talked about that and the thought process behind that ad nauseum, I think, over the last handful of years. That sort of is what it is. These are the 2 days where you're getting this type of work. And day one went great,
yeah,
by all accounts.
Yeah.
Day one went great, which you would hope that it would, not just because you want your team to whatever, look good.
Right.
Because the Titans aren't particularly good. They're not a particularly good football team. They got a lot of young guys, a lot of journeymen. They're sort of a team that's is it rebuild? I mean, I guess when you have a rookie quarterback drafted first overall, that's the start of the build.
Yeah.
Now you have to try to build around him. But that first year after the number one pick quarterback is usually a rough one for teams.
I mean, they got the number one pick for a reason.
Right.
You know, I think the Giants blew it because the Giants win the game on the last day or something like that.
Something like that. There was a handful of teams.
Yeah.
It was them and the Giants and a couple of other really bad teams.
The Titans did their job, and other teams, according to fans, didn't do their job.
Right.
But
lost.
Lost. Yeah. But I think that, you know, when you look at this team, and then, you know, you got a head coach who is he the right guy for this league, you know,
right.
and you know, I know a lot of people raised eyebrows when he got the job in the first place. Get number one overall pick, coming back, which, like you said, a young team, young quarterback, not a lot of star power. I knew Reed's out there doing his thing.
That's what I was going to say.
That's what Reed does.
They got one guy who's out there looking pretty good, and his name's Calvin Ridley.
Because that's what he does. The dude is a straight-up baller. But, yeah, they got a lot of issues, and we mentioned yesterday, the AFC South's a lot like the NFC South.
Uh-huh.
A lot like the NFC South.
Yeah, there's some similarities.
Yeah, a lot of similarities to it, you know. But I think, you know, when you go back and compare, like, you always got to evaluate if you got that one guy, because we know that quarterback is the most important position in team sports. And we also know that, you know, looking at the Falcons, the quarterback here, he only got three more starts.
He only has three more starts.
Yeah, he only had three more starts.
The Titans quarterback.
Yeah. And so
now he's surrounded by a much better situation.
No doubt about it.
And surrounded by much different expectations. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like we're – it's not like we're big vet over here with Michael Penix.
Exactly.
Michael Penix played three games at the end of the season last year.
They're probably the same age.
I'm sure.
They're probably the same age.
They definitely played.
Yeah, they played
against each other when Cam was at Wazoo and Mike was at Washington. They probably played each other twice, honestly, because Cam was at Miami last year and Mike was here. The 2 years before that was Cam's 2 years at Wazoo and Mike's 2 years at UW. So, they definitely played
against
each other.
Yeah, they played
Mike got him twice.
Yeah.
And then got him again yesterday.
Got him again yesterday, man. But, yeah, I just think when you look at it, I think Brady was another kind of dust up the next play with Caleb
McGarry. Oh.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to see that one.
Yeah, so it's going to be all today. It's going to be one of the things where coaches want to find a way to because I've been in split practice where they had to cancel practice. And, you know, they had to shut it down because there were so many damn fights back and forth. And, you know, you don't ever want to see that. And, again, I think fighting in practice is a waste of damn time. But at the same time, your quarterback is being – harassed or whatever. Even I don't care if he did start.
Oh, of course not.
Okay, I don't give a damn. He said
you don't get to decide who started it when you're on his team.
Yes,
they're pushing the quarterback. You're going to start fighting.
It's like what was that on Bad Boys with Martin Lawrence? Do you just attract violence? You know, it don't matter. Let's go.
I know the number one violence attractor on this team, by the way, and I know people think I'm going to say James Pierce Jr.
No, it's Bergeron.
It's Matt Bergeron.
Yeah.
That dude is – and he even said it with us. Yeah. Like, he said he's what did he say? He's not emotional. I don't remember what it was. But he leans on Neusel to be a little bit more calm than some of the other guys. He was like, I get excited. And he was out there starting stuff too. So.
Yeah, because I mean, so you know, it was gonna get popping and everything, and it was funny. But cooler heads did prevail because it took a while to break up that scrum. Like you said, I saw Terry Fontenot in there.
Oh, there's another one. Casey Washington was in the middle of this.
Yeah, I don't know who was talking who to what, or somebody said something to Terry.
One of the Falcons coaching staff, you could hear pretty clearly telling the Titans players to blank off and get back.
Yes.
Like, well, that's enough.
Yes.
But sounds like the next couple plays after that resulted in fights as well. Here's what that's probably going to mean. We're probably going to talk to D'Angelo Malone a little earlier today than we talked to our guy yesterday. So Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this practice ends early.
Yeah, man, but, I mean, you want to make sure you get the work in and everything. And sometimes you cool things off. I mean, depending on you, the head coach, you go talk to each other. You try and bring your guys up like Rod did and like they did also to try to calm these things down. Let's just get this work in. You know, we don't want to let this day go for nothing.
Right,
you know what
I mean? Exactly. Because that's the thing that we just talked about.
Yeah.
How frustrating would it be you have these 2 days where you're actually getting ones versus ones to work? And if you had to cancel it early because people can't stop fighting, then you really only got 1 day.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's already pretty ridiculous that they only have 2 days where they do this throughout all of camp. I mean, hard to cut that right in half.
Exactly. Then it's a player like, damn, we got to go back against these damn each other.
Well, yeah, and then exactly. Then Friday night, this is the same team you're playing. And here's the thing. Like, the Titans, Conte told us, they came straight here from the game that they played against Tampa. So they've been here all week, and they're not going home between now and Friday.
No, they're not going.
So they got to sit around. They got the day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
What do you do in a day off between a joint practice and a preseason game on Friday? Like, what's Thursday look like for a player?
You try to keep it like, because I'm trying to think, when we did a joint against Tampa, we did it at Wild World of Sports.
Okay.
And so they took us over to Disney and everything, so we got to spend a day there. Then we went against the Titans. We went just hung out downtown.
Oh, so they have like an activity or something?
Yeah, okay. Hung out downtown. Then we played Dallas, and then it's Dallas. So
that was the activity.
Yeah, that was the activity. It was Dallas.
Well, Atlanta's Atlanta.
Yeah, it's Dallas.
So,
you know, but the thing about it is they're so far. I don't know where they're staying at.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, but
maybe
no.
They'll go over to Margaritaville.
Maybe, you know, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's
you know,
not far.
A lot of stuff. But I mean, Buford, they got a whole lot of stuff over there. Is there a Striper game today?
Oh, I know Chris Sale pitched last night.
Yeah, their Stripers game.
Didn't
you know?
Go great for Chris and Gwinnett.
Yeah, but
it went better for him and Gwinnett than it did for Spencer Strider in New York.
And they ran out of fireworks. They had so many damn home runs.
We have no more pyrotechnics.
they ran out of firecrackers.
I know.
Because they were just bamming on their
We thought maybe today. We could pile on the Mets and sort of help them get their spiral. It's good to have the Braves come to town.
And I was like, what the – what?
I've never heard of a team running out of fireworks before.
They ran out of fireworks, man. What the hell is going on, man? But I tell you this.
Are we FaceTiming? Who are we FaceTiming with?
Hey,
we're FaceTiming with Mom. Great.
Hey, Ma. Hi, Ma. How you doing?
Hi, Mom. We're live on the radio. It's great to see you.
She looks just like her mama, too.
She really does.
She looks just like your mama.
She really does. That's awesome.
But, yeah, so, is that the Braves for today?
We'll maybe do something in what's trending in like 10 minutes, but pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Because there's plenty of college to talk about.
Yes.
This
dude, I saw somebody, and I wish I would have saved it. Like, we're talking about the donation of the college, man. Some dude just gave Kansas $300 million. Like, just flat out here.
The Jayhawks?
Yeah. They gave the athletic $300 million.
For the football team or for everybody?
I'm assuming for the athletic department.
Do you know that their quarterback is still Jaden Daniels?
No.
Yeah.
Jaden, he's been there for 7 years.
Same guy. Or Jalen Daniels. Jaden Daniels.
Jayden, they're all the same.
You know, the one that's not the quarterback in Washington now.
Number six, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still the quarterback at Kansas.
And it's like, I thought the COVID year was over.
But he was in COVID.
And
he got hurt last year,
right.
So I think he got
right.
to, like,
that's right. That's
red-shirted
right.
or gray-shirted
right.
or blue-shirted
ever,
or something.
I'm going to look up because I'm trying to figure – what did – you remember the tight end from Miami, they played like 9 years.
Yeah, then they went to Oregon or something. Or went to Oregon first and then Miami.
Yeah, I was curious. Did he get an opportunity to live his dream?
No, I think he's back. I think he's still in college.
There's no freaking way.
No, I think he is. I think he got one more year of it.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure. This guy's 32.
Grown-ass man.
You know?
Damn,
like,
man.
He's fully bald.
Yeah, man.
From, like, hair loss.
Age.
From male pattern baldness.
Yeah, like age.
Didn't shave his head. Yeah, he's got grandkids.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, he stays in student assisting living. He don't stay in the dorm.
Right.
He has his own apartment. You know what I mean? I got to get home to the kids.
He's a TA in grad school. Yeah. Like, he's been there so long.
Damn.
I don't know if that's true. I don't even know if he's still on the team. But we are live in Flowery Branch, joint practice day number 2. It's fight day here in Flowery Branch because the teams can't stop scrapping. 3 plays in a row. You had the big one we talked about right when we came on the air. Then the next one you talked about, Caleb McGarry got his helmet ripped off. And then Casey Washington was in the middle of one right after that. So clean it up, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Let's get some work in. We're out here to practice, not fight.
Yeah, but no. Nah, because the thing about it is that it's kind of one of the things where, okay, the other feels like, hell, we ain't got no fights yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Because they're split.
Yeah, they're split up.
It was the Falcons offense fighting the Titans defense. On the other field, nobody was fighting each other.
Somebody, I got to get me some.
That's funny.
Yeah, let's send him out of here with an ass whooping.
It's Bergeron's fault. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. It's Bergeron's fault.
Send him out here with an ass whooping.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show as we broadcast live from Flowery Branch. Final day here from Falcons training camp. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the game.
But I felt like the mindset, the style of play, it was shining from the start, from the first play. A big part of these joint practices, it's a great test of emotional maturity, of emotional intelligence. You know, can you go to that space, that edge of violence and anger and emotion, but not cross the line and don't throw the punch and don't retaliate? Felt like we did a good job of that today.
Not so much.
Who's that?
That was Jeff Ulbrich yesterday talking about taking the violence right up to the line and not throwing a punch. Don't think he's going to be able to say
no.
Same thing today.
Well, his guys have it.
From what we've heard, defensive guys have it.
Yeah, his guys have it.
He sounds like an absolute psychopath in that clip.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Well, when we talked to Khalid Kareem yesterday, he talked about something that Jeff Ulbrich had said. He said, you want to take him out to the deep end.
Yes. I've heard that before.
And then drown him?
Yeah.
Like, you're just, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Make him uncomfortable.
That's very,
take him
like.
To the deep end. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Very grimy language, which
is
whatever. It's football. You're being violent and all that. But I heard him say that yesterday. And I was like, oh, that's kind of dark.
Yeah, take him to the deep end.
It's a little dark.
Take him out to the deep
end. And then let him drown.
Yeah, let him drown. Basically,
taking
everything, taking they will from him, which I absolutely love.
Sure, that's what you got to do.
I absolutely love that. But
we don't want any friendly
players. I think the biggest thing that that I've taken away from talking to the defensive player that we've got a chance to interview is that when we talk about this system, it's all about attacking. Well, defense is about attacking anyway.
Right.
But their philosophy is like, I love it, play the run on the way to the pass, meaning – it might be some gashes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. That's a fun phrase for sure, and it sounds aggressive.
Yeah.
It also sounds, oh, I overpursued.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So I'm sure they can refine all that and things like that. But, you know,
if you think you stink, I heard that too.
Yeah.
That was one that was said out there by one of the defensive players. You can't think, or else you stink.
Yeah. But, I mean.
I love football coaches, man.
There has to be a book. Somewhere.
There's got
to
be.
Take a lot of phrases from different coaches and stuff like that, but it's got to be like that. Like, there was nobody better than Nick Saban. And I know that Nick has, like, a notepad somewhere full.
Kirby has a lot of them, too.
And he probably got it from Nick.
Probably.
Yeah. And so I'm sure there's some aspect of, like, I mean. I think I have a very creative mind and think of funny things and phrases and everything. But the way they come up with it, it makes it relate to football.
Yeah, yours is just more lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle and all those things. But theirs, like, it relates. You'd be sitting there like, what the hell are they talking about? Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're right, coach.
But then, by October or November for me, you did it for a living forever and ever, and you were around football coaches. By October, I'm saying it to my kids.
Yes.
I'm like, come on. We can't be wasting time in the morning. We got to get ready for school. I think you stink. Got to get out the door. A tough one. Couldn't get them out the door today. It was tough. Get out there.
Yeah, man.
Eat your breakfast in the car.
Get out in that damn world, man.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not staying home today. You can FaceTime your mom on the way to school if you have to, if that's what you need to do. Okay? Whatever. It's the eighth day. It's not the first day. Why are we scared?
No, you got to get this thing going, man. Get it going and things like that. But I tell you this, like Ulbrich.
Take him to the deep end. That's probably not a good one for a kindergartner.
No, don't do that. But he is he has the pulse of his defense. We already talked about the young fellas that he has to have step up and play a major, big role in what they're going to do with this defense. And then you get another opportunity on Friday to see him, because pretty much all the guys that played last week are all going to play this week.
They're going to be out there.
And so you get another opportunity to get them out there, run around, fly around. They're playing against a team that they're way better than.
Uh-huh.
All right, so it should look a lot like it did against Detroit, mm-hmm. if you're asking me.
I am asking you.
Yes,
and I agree. Because you're not going to see Cam Ward. They played him game one.
Yes.
Do you think they'll play him Friday? They might. You never know.
They might.
You never know. And then from there, you got Brandon Allen and Trevor Siemian.
Siemian's still around?
Those are just interceptions waiting to happen. Xavier Watts had an interception in the end zone about 5 minutes ago. Love to see that from the rookie. The joint practice yesterday ended with a pick six from Jesse Bates.
Yes.
Right? A.J. Terrell tips it in the air, and then Bates catches it and takes it to the house.
Nice play down here to 707 red zone by Kyle. Kyle with a nice one-handed grab. A couple throws to Drake London. As we keep talking about it, he's going to have a big year, man. Yeah. 1-3, yeah. He's going to have a big damn
year. Yeah, it was nice to see Kyle make, obviously, just a nice catch, a nice play. Kind of felt like some of the, and this doesn't really mean anything, but kind of felt like some of the camp narrative had shifted away from him a little bit, onto some other guys, which is fine. But cool to see Kyle do something fun out there. We had talked about Casey Washington had a great catch yesterday.
Dude, he's doing well, man.
Yeah, he's getting opportunities.
He's getting opportunities to run with the first team.
Yeah,
and he's basically looking like he's basically the third wide receiver. I know Ray Ray's the third wide receiver, but I'm talking about if somebody goes down, one of the outside guys, or something happens to one of them, he's going to be in.
Yep.
You know, and so, I mean, he's made a couple of nice plays. I saw Rob mention him today in his presser. We're talking about this guy is basically making a name for himself out there on the field because he is taking advantage of the opportunity that's in front of him.
Yeah.
Because we don't know when Moody's coming. They haven't given us a timeline, really.
We haven't heard anything.
Yeah, we really haven't.
Again, it's been like 2 weeks.
But he got hurt the first period, right?
And they said it would be about 2 weeks, and so it's been about 2 weeks.
Yeah, so there hasn't been any update or anything on his condition. I'm not going to assume that he'll be ready when they kick off against Tampa. But as when you're in there, you got to go and show your thing.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, darn.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's a perfect transition to this because I had a story from watching last night's baseball game that I wanted to tell. But we'll start by playing you one of the Braves highlights from last night.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's about how it went. And they got smoked by the Mets last night, Randy. They ran out of fireworks.
They ran out of damn fireworks.
The Mets ran out of fireworks.
They hit so many damn home runs, man. And then Pete, then of all people, I didn't realize. I probably wouldn't realize because I don't give a crap about the Mets. Like, he's all-time home run leader?
He passed Daryl Strawberry. Yeah, right? He's now the all-time Mets home run leader. Broke the record last night against the Braves, of course.
Which is awesome for him. You know, breaking records, being a home run guy and all those things.
But also, it's just a Mets record. It's not like he broke some record.
Well, we celebrate all the records. I mean, Aaron Judge,
Right.
Most home runs in American League history.
Right, they're talking about he broke Babe Ruth. No, he didn't.
No, he did.
Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs in a season.
Yes.
He didn't break a record. He's 10 behind him, actually. He wasn't even close. But, yeah, all right, cool. Cool for Pete Alonso. Last night, Strider started, gave up 3 homers. Not good.
Yeah.
It's a couple bad starts in a row now for him. And then out of the bullpen came young Austin Cox.
My wife
said, "Oh, that's cool to see a Braves pitcher named Cox." Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, that is pretty funny."
That is pretty funny.
She was like, "No, it's not funny like Bobby Cox." And I was like, "Oh, right.
You see where I'm at."
Well done. Well, because what I said was, it'd be even funnier if his number was one higher.
Yeah.
He was 68.
Yeah, man.
And she was like, "No, like, you know, because of Bobby Cox, Braves legend."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, you're such a better Braves
fan."
But
you understand.
I'm such a juvenile.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And I would have thought the same exact thing. So don't worry about it.
I was like, haha, you're not alone.
Yeah, but they stunk yesterday. Funny. You also thought Chris Sale had his rehab start up in Gwinnett.
Uh-huh. He didn't get hurt.
I think that's the most important thing.
Uh-huh.
He went out there, and I know they were talking about if he can go through 5 or something like that, he might be up soon. I know they're talking maybe Ronald may come back this series. It's a possibility that may happen. So you get a little bit more excitement watching. A little bit more excitement, but in fear at the same time. Like,
I know.
He good.
Scared excitement.
Yeah, like
it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, like you good runner, right?
Every single double, every single ball in the gap.
You good, right?
The Atlanta Dream take on the Storm tonight. Late one because they're in Seattle.
Let's go, ladies.
10:30 tip. They got back to backs in Seattle and Vancouver. Alicia Gray was the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. That's the third time she's done that this year.
Nice,
so congratulations to her.
Nice.
And we find out that the Hawks are going to be back on Martin Luther King Day this year. Somehow the league had them off MLK Day last year, which was crazy.
Which was weird.
They're back on MLK Day this year against the Bucks, January 19th at State Farm Arena. And so that game will be played on Peacock.
Peacock. Yeah, I know the new whatever starts next year, so you're going to have games on Peacock because NBC is running things.
Right.
And obviously, the earlier this week, all the Christmas games came out at opening night. I think it's,
did we get one?
Huh?
Did we get one?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Dang it.
Yeah, then you got opening night. I think it's I think OKC Houston.
Okay.
Fun.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant going back.
They're raising
the damn banner.
Yeah,
the night he gets there.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's going to feel a little bit strange for him.
But he's been gone for so long.
Yeah.
And he's won 2 championships.
Right, but still. I mean, that's where he played the majority of his career, and they almost got one. I would imagine he would have thought if they were raising a banner in OKC, he would have been responsible
part
for
of it.
But,
yeah.
Well, I guess he kind of was. No.
No, he's free. He's left free.
He'd had no impact at all in terms of trades.
I think, he'll be all right, man. He'll be all right. But, yeah.
No, I'm sure he'll be fine.
But, no, I know. But, yeah, the whole MLK, that's like Atlanta Hawks staple right there in NBA.
Yeah, I mean, Martin Luther King from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Seems like it would be a good idea to celebrate that history.
Trey happy?
In the city. About what? Getting the game on MLK Day?
Yeah.
I'm probably happy about that.
All right,
do you think just in general?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
I just wonder.
Do you think that he would not be?
I don't know. I know there's this thing out there with like 200-some million that's like he can have if they give it to him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He is eligible for a max extension.
Yeah.
But maybe he's waiting. Maybe he said, I'll be all NBA this year and then get my super max.
I don't think he's doing that.
You don't think so?
Nah.
You think they just haven't offered it to him?
Yeah,
I think that's probably true. So then if that's the case, then I'll just speculate and say he's probably not that happy about that.
No, he's not happy about that. No. But it is what it is.
He's
man.
A professional.
So real quick, Raheem asked who's winning the battle for wide receiver Darnell Moody's spot while he's out with a shoulder injury. You know the clear-cut answer, K. Casey Washington.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, you love a guy who gets an opportunity and takes advantage of
it.
And Casey Washington is doing
definitely
just that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football coming up next. We didn't get a chance to mention this story yesterday, but just the dumbest gambling investigation in the history of sports.
They got to get a win somewhere, Andy.
The NCAA, man.
NCAA
got to
get a win somewhere.
We'll tell you about John Mateer and his gambling exploits coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have family there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. When's she leaving?
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Sunday.
Hello,
sports.
Oh,
I don't know, like 3 weeks or a month or something like that. Yeah, my mom. My mom, for everybody listening. Going to Norway. Going to the motherland.
Oh.
Going to meet our people.
Man, what balling ass
Barb.
Hey.
International trips.
Yeah, man. Balling ass Barb, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she going to Norway for a month?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's go.
She got to do other stuff now. She's
going to go to Norway and Sweden.
Okay.
Sweden? We have family there, too. There's actually a town called Lundstrom, which is my mom's last name, my grandpa's name. His parents came over from Sweden. We have family in both places, so she's going to meet – like, she's got Facebook friends or whatever, their cousins, from Norway, and they've talked for years.
Really?
And they're going to finally meet. And then there's a town in Sweden called Lundstrom, Sweden.
Oh, nice.
And it's on a lake, and there was, like, a very famous storm in the area, like, 100 years ago. So now bad storms in the area are called Lundstroms.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. And the Lundstroms have bad tempers. So it kind of – it makes sense.
Makes sense. Your mom's going to have a bad temper.
Yeah. It takes a lot to get her there, but when she does – Yeah, she'll snap.
Oh, I can't.
She'll cut you deep, Randy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last thing you want, man. And she won't do it very often, but when she goes, she's going for broke.
Oh, no.
You don't want to get Barb mad at
her. I ain't going to get mad. Every time she asks me to do something, I do it. So now that I know that, then we all good
over
there.
Stay on Barb's good side.
Stay on her good side.
You don't want that Norwegian temper.
I see now. God. Okay, Shadur is not getting reps today.
Oh, they're setting them up to fail again, Randy.
Fail again.
It's a conspiracy. It is a hilarious cycle. And we'll just do this for a brief second, then we'll get into some college football stuff, because the college football story we're going to start with is ridiculous as well. This hour of the radio program, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta Golf Open. To everyone, visit BobbyJonesGC.com. So, it was a conspiracy on draft night. And then what happens, happens. And then they're setting him up to fail. But then he does well. And now the league messed up.
Yep.
So that's where we are.
Okay.
That's where we are in the cycle of this story.
Whatever, okay. Man. Okay. Whatever. But yeah. All right. So we're done with that. But now we can get on this college football, because the NCAA, they have nothing. They have no power.
And by the day, they're losing.
And everybody tells them to kick rocks.
Yeah, pretty much.
And everything like that. And they're reaching, Andy. They're trying to grab some power back.
Yep. Yep.
And then all of a sudden, they get a hold of some screenshots, text messages.
Yeah, Venmo receipts.
Now, I don't use Venmo.
I'm a big Venmo guy.
But you can put tags in it, right?
Yeah, you basically say what the money you're sending
right,
is for.
Right.
And you can be honest about it. Like, if you loaned me $10 today to park in that lady's yard, and then I Venmoed you $10, I could say parking money.
Yes.
Like, I could write that. Or I could make a joke and say something like sex change or something like that.
Yes.
You know, like a fun little hee-hee joke.
Yes.
Or in John Mateer's case, he sent money to one of his teammates and he wrote, quote, sports gambling.
Yes.
Which, you know, if it really is for sports gambling, would be the worst thing you could ever do.
Right.
It's just very obvious and silly.
They say how much it was?
It was like $100.
Okay.
But I think you'd have to assume even the dumbest person in the world, and I don't know if he's dumb or smart, but he's a pretty good quarterback. Even the dumbest person in the world probably wouldn't do that.
Right.
So he says it's an inside joke. I trust that it probably is.
I do too.
But the NCAA is looking into it, and so is Oklahoma. Oklahoma's on it. And I imagine Oklahoma's probably going to find no harm done, because they want him to play quarterback for them
this
year. He's kind of their big hope as him.
There is no internal investigation that's going to happen.
Well, it is.
Well, I mean, no, it is.
It's going to be a quick one.
Yes.
They're going to say, hey, John, was this for sports gambling? And he's going to say no.
All right.
It isn't.
Investigation
and they're
over.
Say, all right, investigation over. We're good. You're going to be our starting quarterback this year.
Because we know they're not playing with the sports bet. We understand that.
No, they're not.
They're not playing with
it. And they shouldn't.
And they should. You're right. You know, the NCAA thing. I mean, I'm sorry, the NBA big thing. And by the way, speaking of NBA, I know it's off topic. Have you seen the Michael Porter interview?
I have. And I'm very glad that you've seen it as well, because I can tell by the look on your face and the way that you led into this that we feel the exact same way about it.
What the blank are you talking about, boy?
In the list of people that need to stop talking into microphones.
Shut the hell up.
In professional sports.
Goodness.
Michael Porter Jr. might actually be number one.
You big dummy.
Yeah. Because he's had a couple over the last couple of years where he's kind of said some silly stuff,
man,
as well.
I'm talking about this dude.
Yeah. Maybe Bo can find it for the back page or something. Anyway, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother is one of the guys. Jontae Porter is one of the faces of getting in trouble for gambling. Like, he's out of the NBA forever because he got caught doing some prop bet stuff on himself. And he's kind of caught up in what appears to be a pretty big ring that they're still investigating.
Yes.
And it seems like when all the information comes out about this thing, it's going to be a pretty big bombshell. Michael Porter Jr. went on a podcast. It was like, I mean, but you kind of get it, though, right? Like, if you have broke friends and you tell them you're going to have a bad night and they can get a little bag.
Shut up.
I know.
Boy.
It just made me furious.
Like, I'm serious. Like, this dude.
Yeah, no, he's not smart.
Dog.
He's just
not. Like, my advice is women. That ain't my brother's advice. So you say your brother ain't going to get no chicks? Just like, dude, I swear, boy.
Yeah.
Law enforcement couldn't be no easier now. Because these fools just telling themselves.
They go on podcasts and tell themselves. Or they just make a song about it.
Dumb
and it's like, this might be evidence. We're going to check it out. Check out verse 2. I think it's evidence.
God almighty. They already polishing y'all selves. They just put like a name over the toad on self. You can't get Shaq for self-snitching.
Because there's snitching, and then there's dry snitching. And then what is it when you just tell on yourself?
Self-snitching.
Self-snitching.
Yeah, you can't get Shaq for self-snitching. Oh, dumbass.
Yeah, so he did that. Anyway, I think John Mateer is probably going to be okay.
He's all right.
He's one of the guys in this year in college football, one of the transfers, who was a package deal.
Yes.
Arbuckle is the offensive coordinator. He and Arbuckle came together from Washington State.
Right.
And now they're at Oklahoma. And it's a big year for Venables. It's a big year for them. They need to get back into the winning business. Utah has the same thing with their quarterback. The offensive coordinator and the quarterback came from, I think, New Mexico.
Okay.
And he's a kid that people are really excited about.
He can play.
He was the leading rusher in college football last year at the quarterback position outside of service academies.
Uh-huh.
So outside of teams that just run the football with their quarterback every single play.
I have a question because I have accepted Bo Johnson's invitation to jump into the fantasy college football, right?
Yeah, you're going
to
be in our and college so, fantasy
yeah,
football
and I was
league.
Just thinking about something because of what you just said, and that was going to be my question as far as quarterback. And I was like, well, the quarterback for the Naval for the service academies, can I grab him?
I don't know because we only – it's mostly just powerful.
Powerful, okay.
But there's a couple other teams. Like, it's up to John the Miami fan.
Okay.
John the Miami fan is the commissioner of the league.
Okay.
And there's always a couple independents because, like, you can have Notre Dame players.
Okay.
And then there's a couple random, like last year, Ashton Gentry, you could have him.
Okay.
Because Boise was in whatever they were in, Mountain West, right?
Right.
And I think now they're in the Pac-12, which still isn't a Power 5.
Okay.
But it's a Power 4. So there's a couple random ones. I don't know if Army-Navy is.
Okay.
But, yeah, like you can find – the fun thing about the league is – like, it's Power 4, that's 70 teams.
Yeah, but
right?
I was just thinking about it.
So you find a quarterback or whatever who has a good matchup on a Saturday, they're playing Eastern Norfolk Union, and you start that quarterback, like, he counts just as good as the Tennessee quarterback who's playing against Alabama that week.
Okay, I was just checking, you know, trying to get my stuff right, man. You know what I mean? Because you know me, I don't play if I ain't playing to win.
Yeah, you got to play to win.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's $50, man. It's serious money.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, we're not playing for tiddlywinks.
But this is my first year. I should get the exemption, right?
Make your case. How? Why?
Because my first year. I should have to pay.
Why?
Because it's my first year.
Everybody paid their first year.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't play fantasy. More than likely, y'all are probably going to have to remind me to put my damn lineup together.
Yeah.
So I think I should be exempted.
No, but that is a burden. So you're going to want an exemption and not try hard?
Like, where I send this money?
John the Miami fan.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let me. It's not too late, right?
Too late to back out?
No, I ain't going to back out.
Well, what do you mean?
It's change not too my mind. Late to what?
Oh, well, no, you can always change your mind.
Okay.
But, I mean, why would you change? $50?
Andy.
Too much?
Who you talking to?
I know.
All right.
Know. You don't like to spend any money.
Come on. $50. But no, I don't mind spending money. But $50 for a fantasy is kind of extreme.
But if you win, we don't do places. If you win, you get all of it. Winner take all.
Okay.
The first year I was in it was the first year I lived here, and I made not very much money that year,
right.
Let's just say.
Right.
And the cash out for the league, like the league is over like second week of December.
Right.
Because we don't go into the college football playoffs.
That's Christmas
and stuff. I bought people Christmas gifts that year because I won the league.
Right.
I was already making stuff. I was like making coasters and stuff because it was going to be a homemade
there's
Christmas
that role,
gift.
But there's that role.
No, it's fine.
It's whatever. Awesome.
It's whatever. I'm crafty.
Yeah.
And people, you know, it's the thought that counts and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, but it was nice to have a couple bucks to buy people Christmas gifts.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like the buy. You say you crafty.
I was building things. Like it was really. Have you ever been? People, you might not know what I'm talking about, but I think I can explain it. Like, you go into some of those little, like, I don't know, they're called, like, mercantiles. There's, like, fancy little shops, like Marietta Square area, like, cute little neighborhoods have cute little stores.
Right, right.
And sometimes they'll sell, like, coasters that have landmarks on them. Like, you can get a coaster of, like Truist Park.
Right.
Or, like, a coaster of the big chicken KFC in Marietta or whatever.
Okay.
Like, stuff like that.
Right.
I made a bunch of those. You just print the picture and then you just tape it or paste it.
That's better than a Christmas gift. That's coming from the heart.
Yeah, you just paste it to a coaster you bought, and then it's good. It's the same thing. It looks the same.
But I'm saying.
And then you got the thing that really warms my heart is if I go to my dad's house right now, he's still using the coaster that I made him 10 years
ago. There you go, man. That's what I'm saying.
When I was broke as a joke.
That's the thoughtfulness of it. Just
yeah,
like
man.
Just like when you were little Bucker was making stuff in wood shop.
Yeah.
For them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the same feeling.
My dad still has the pool hall. sign that I made him in wood shop when I was in high school.
It's still the same.
Because he had a pool table in the garage, you know, so I made him a sign that said pool hall. Yeah. He still has it at the house.
It's still the same. Uh-huh. It's still the same.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
It is, dude. It is. It is.
We must not have any college football stuff to talk about.
I'm looking
about.
At this thing. Sharon Sites. Sharon Moore says they won't name a starting quarterback into a game against New Mexico.
That's an interesting situation because they have one of the big freshman quarterbacks. Yes. They got a big freshman.
They got the kid from
Bryce
Detroit.
Underwood, I think is his name.
Yes, who they paid a whole lot of money for.
And he's going to play. Like, whether he starts game one or whatever, he's going to be the starting quarterback by the end of the year. Michigan's in an interesting spot. Like, obviously, they won the national championship a couple years ago, so you get that grace period slightly.
Yes.
But not that long.
No, because not in Michigan. You remember how long it took for him to get a contract?
Right. Then Sharon Moore finally got his contract midway through September next year. You know, I was interested. I didn't realize this until I heard it on the College Game Day podcast that Justice Haynes had transferred from Alabama to Michigan. Why Michigan? I mean, obviously, it's a great program.
Yeah.
Also, why leave Alabama?
Well, like, I think it's more, you know, he wanted to believe me, and I have not talked to him.
Yeah, I'm not like telling you
like that. But I just
I know.
I think he wanted a different change of scenery. It could have had something to do with Nick leaving, you know, or something like that. So, I mean, there's so many factors in why these kids leave and everything.
Because that's a great player.
He's going to get his opportunity. I think it's probably more opportunity. And, you know, and he's going to his third year. 3 or 4 years, you know, things like that. So, but, hopefully he gets his opportunity to go shine and everything. I know from talking to his pops, he loves it up there.
Yeah.
He loves Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor's a cool town.
And things like that. So, yeah, I would love to see
him. I bet they have a lot of mercantiles in Ann Arbor.
Dude, you got Timothysburg one more time.
It's like a, you know, it's like a place that has overpriced olive oils. It's
one of them joints.
Or like local art.
You know, I know.
Like, there's a lady who makes jewelry.
Yeah, that's
what
I was saying. The earring lady,
and she sells it in there.
Yeah, the earring
lady.
And
it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, the earring lady that just took some erasers.
Yeah.
and some paper clips.
Or you can get some like basil infused olive oil, and it costs like $37.
Have you ever had basil infused?
It's good.
Olive oil?
It's awesome. No, it is really good. It is really good. I mean, that's the thing about mercantiles. The stuff they sell is pretty nice, but it's all pretty expensive.
$37 for some olive oil, though.
Yeah, I know.
You missed me.
You know a great place to get olive oil if you're looking
store?
For no
store?
Like you can get super cheap olive oil.
Thank you,
we love you as well. TJ Maxx,
really?
Yeah, or Home Goods. TJ Maxx, like they have a ton of cheap ones.
Oh, okay, now
and
I know
it's infused.
Okay, well, because that's one of the things where you go get the gifts and things, right?
Yeah, it's a great gift.
Like
stocking stuff.
I like TJ Maxx, but I'm always getting stuck behind Miss Mary.
Yeah.
And Miss Mary got to talk to each person at the line. It holds up four lines because Miss Mary want to talk to everybody. Uh-huh. And so you're sitting back there in that long-ass winding line of TJ Maxx.
It's such a predatory setup.
It is.
Because the line takes 20 minutes.
Yes. And then they got all the stuff right there.
There's cool stuff along the way.
Yes.
I always get something.
I'm a sucker when I go to TJ Maxx.
Yeah, me too. It's like, I could use another charger cord.
Oh, why not? Ooh, look at this one. It says this charges faster than another one.
Yeah, okay. This is the lightning cord? I could use one of those.
Yeah, man.
All right, I'll buy that.
Yeah,
all right. They got, it's a little... What's that little chocolate covered almonds? Well, yeah, I probably use those
man,
at the house.
Setup,
bring those home.
It's a setup, man.
It is. It's a setup.
TJ Maxx, the setup.
But they do have good, cheap, infused olive oils. Looks like practice is over.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, just, you know.
Infused
olive oil. We're helping each other out. We're getting each other some stuff.
TJ Maxx oil.
Here you go.
Infused.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got these shoes over there. $39.
Dude, you've been rocking a lot of new sneakers lately.
We were number one, Randy.
You know what I'm saying?
A little bonus money.
Yeah, I've been clocking you lately, man. You've been rocking a lot of new kicks,
man.
The
funny thing is I have like a very specific style of shoe that
we
I
all
like.
Do. Yes.
So I like white sneakers. Yeah. So I got these white ones here with the black Nike suits.
Yeah.
I got some white Adidas with the three stripes, and I got some white Reeboks.
Yeah, I'm saying. You ain't on the whatever Orin on. Orin's
got new Jordans.
Orin got new Jordans every day.
He must have knocked off a truck or something.
I don't know.
We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. D'Angelo Malone is going to stop by as well as we talk to some more Falcons defensive players. Find out if they ever stop fighting over there, because when we sat down, all they were doing was fighting.
Yeah.
But hour number two coming up after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.